represents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
Come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't shake me,
man. I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Mercy from
me. Mercy from me. We lost a lot of things. Sacrifice for God and country.
No more color.
The hell of ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty.
Still you hear me say,
I'd rather die than be your slave.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I say it every week, and I mean it every week. You are getting stupider by the day, but also you are getting smarter by the day. Strange combination. As in any war, folks, and we are at war, as in any war, there are two opposing sides. The side that's the most organized, the most committed, the toughest, the most tenacious, that's the side that will win. This war is for the survival of the United States as a first world country. And there are those who would destroy this country for racial reasons. That's right. Racist people and racist organizations who only represent and fight for those of their own group. There is racism amongst us, folks, and you know who I'm talking about. I am talking about the Klan with the tan. These organizations have browbeat and bullied the elected leaders of this country into standing mute on the invasion of the United States of America. This week they have been very busy. MALDEF, one of the worst of the worst, this week asked federal officials to veto the election law changes in Arizona's Prop 200. Now, all these laws say is that you must prove who you are, that you are an American citizen when you register to vote and when you vote. MALDEF contends that showing identification to register and to vote will harm the Latino community's ability to exercise their constitutional rights. The acceptable IDs that you can use are a driver's license, birth certificate, passport, tribal ID card, naturalization documents, and even just the number of the naturalization certificate. Most of the people who are Hispanic or Latino in the state of Arizona are American citizens and speak English and feel the way we feel. So he is wrong when they say this, Mr. MALDEF. You are a liar. That is not the fact. You want to know what the truth is? They say that people can't get these documents because the documents cost money, and that means it'll be a poll tax. The truth of the matter is thousands and thousands of illegal aliens are voting in the state of Arizona and other states, especially border states, and MALDEF wants that to continue. That's the truth of the matter, and nothing less. Also being contested in Arizona this week are Arizona House Resolution 2030 that would allow voters to require that most government businesses is conducted in English. Representative Steve Gallardo says that this is a slap in the face to Hispanics who make up 25% of Arizona's 5 million people. Trust me when I tell you this, folks, about Mr. Gallardo. If this debate was in effect about Dutch, Farsi, Swahili, Polish, Korean, Chinese, French, German, or any other language you got out there, Senor Gallardo wouldn't be saying one word. But the fact that it's Spanish and the fact that most of these people who don't speak English are illegal aliens, that's why he is representing them. And this is racism once again. He wouldn't be saying a word. But here we go with the one race representation again. The state of Iowa is contesting driver's licenses for illegal aliens this week. So is the state of Delaware. Folks, we are at war. Absolutely at war. And when we started, I told you that there was two opposing sides. The other side, the righteous side, the side of law and order, the side of sovereignty. That's the side that I'm on and the side you're on. That's the side that is just as busy as the wicked, evil, lawless side. There are those in Iowa who will step in to fight that driver's license bill. They are the same in Delaware. They will step in and fight this just as everybody else has fought driver's licenses for illegal aliens. The state of Arkansas has announced that they have their own Prop 187 type bill getting ready to jump off immediately in that state. Isn't that great news? They're going to have a 187, 200, Prop 200 type bill in the state of Arkansas. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Just last Tuesday, I gave a speech in Las Vegas. They were expecting 100 to 150 people. There was over 300 angry Nevada citizens who showed up, and each and every one of them had a story. Each and every one of them was there asking how they could be put to work and tell us what to do so we can help fix this problem and save our country. KDON talk show host Mark Edwards organized this through his Wake Up America Foundation. And Wake Up America is going to start attacking politicians there in Nevada who go against the will of the people. This is huge, folks. This is colossal. They cannot stop us now. And at this meeting, there's 300 people. I saw old people, young people, middle-aged people, white, black, brown, every color you can think of. Americans who were there and angry. And some were immigrants. And they were angry. They were pissed at what's going on. And I'm telling you, I was impressed. Just yesterday, I was in Redondo Beach, California, at a rally put on by Save Our State. 100 people standing on Pacific Coast Highway with signs protesting illegal immigration. And again, I saw lots of young people. I was shocked. This is what we always said we wanted, but we got it now. Young folks out there, angry, righteous indignation. That's what's going to fix this. Our side is based on law and order. It's based on truth. It's based on justice. And yeah, why the hell not? It's based on the American way. Their side is based on lies, racism, emotion, and lawlessness. And I can honestly tell you that those lies, that racism, and that lawlessness has awakened a sleeping giant, us. We are awake. We are alive and well, and we will win. I promise you. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to get your house refinanced, the first thing they're going to ask you for is an appraisal, and I'm going to give you the real on where to get it. Our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals are the best there is. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. Call them. They sponsor us. You should be helping them. We can all help one another. They're fast, friendly, professional, and that means more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. Call them at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live at CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right, radio on your TV, CRN, the cable radio network. Let me welcome all the good folks live tonight. WSROM 650 Boston, Massachusetts. WGAB 1180 Evansville, Indiana. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and sometimes more. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for
the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week, and this week we have a doozy. This guy's been here. He's going to be here 100 more times before he leaves this earth, I guarantee you. David Dreyer, good Lord. In an attempt to rehabilitate himself, folks, after the dastardly effects of the political human sacrifice, alleged Congressman Dreyer met with constituents last week in Southern California. Dreyer was pressed by various people on the issue of illegal immigration and why he has done little to stem the flow. Constituents braced him time and time again, along with talk radio host Doug McIntyre of KABC Radio and Kevin Shannon of KTIE. People wanted answers. They didn't want the PCBS, and Dreyer's constituent Fred Akers showed Dreyer one of the, quote, Mexican migrant handbooks, unquote, and asked him why he had done nothing about this. Dreyer said nothing. After Dreyer said that a bracero-type program was needed for agriculture work, one of the attendees asked Dreyer, quote, what about the 20 million illegals who are here and don't do agricultural work, unquote. Dreyer had no comment. When a lady asked Dreyer to support Congressman Nathan Deal's legislature to stop the jackpot baby practice, Dreyer would not commit. Kevin Shannon asked Dreyer to go on the record for support Save Our License in California. Dreyer would not commit. He was asked several times if there was funding in place for the 10,000 new Border Patrol agents that have been proposed. Dreyer would not answer. It goes on and on. Let me tell you something, folks. He was there. He was flustered. They say when the meeting started, he started to turn red. And when the meeting was over, he was red as a beet and nervous as a dog passing peach pits. This guy was scared to death because he came face to face with constituents who had hard questions and they wanted straight answers. And he gave them none. He was trying to rehabilitate his name. It didn't work. You picked the wrong people, Mr. Dreyer. You should have picked some wannabes, not real people. These were Americans who will not take that from you. Almost slipped on the radio. Mr. Dreyer, you have been, will be, and continue to be the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. And you know what? I still know Republicans that will vote for this clown because he's a Republican. I know quite a few of them personally, and it turns my stomach. Talking about politicians who are honest, straightforward, give you an answer. Here's a guy that wants to be the mayor of Los Angeles. I think he's got a good shot. I like him. He's right here in studio. Mr. Walter Moore. Walter, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say it's an honor to be on your show again, the first man to put me on the airwaves and the Paul Revere of AM radio.
Well, I want you to, boy, that's nice. That's a tall one there. I appreciate it. I want you to remember that first man on radio so I can get some perks when you get in the city.
I will
hall.
Never forget it.
All right, buddy. We talk about illegal immigration, as you know. And you know, this is a big subject. You see what Congressman Dreyer did. He will not answer a question. I do not understand why a politician will not step up and just give an answer. If they want him to commit to Save Our License, which will stop illegal aliens from getting a driver's license, all he had to say was, I'm for it or I'm against it.
They don't like to give straight answers. I was in a debate against my opponents in the mayoral race for L.A. I was the only one, and am the only one, who has vowed to do everything possible as mayor of L.A., the second biggest city in America, to fight illegal immigration. You know what the other guys said they would do about it? They said, well, we'll get federal money. Each one was stumbling over the other to say he would get more federal money. I pointed out to the audience, we're the federal government. Federal money comes from our
pockets. That's our money. That's like paying ourselves, you know?
It is a crazy scheme to import poverty from Mexico.
And what? Walter, why don't they just address the problem? Now, I know as a mayor of Los Angeles, you can't do anything about illegal immigration. But there are a few, I mean, it is a federal problem, let's be honest. But there are a few things you could do. First of all, as the mayor, you can condemn Special Order 40. Secondly, you can see to it that this city does not pay illegal aliens for things and services they're not supposed to get. Non-federally mandated services they're not supposed to get. That's automatic. We can't get one city councilman, and I don't ever remember a mayor who stepped up since 1979 when Special Order 40 went into action.
Absolutely. We can repeal Special Order 40. And remember, the city itself is a huge employer. When I'm mayor, I will order each employee to show up with a driver's license, a passport, a green card, some proof that you belong here, or your toothbrush, because you're going to get deported that
day. I love it. Or at the very least, fired. You should not be able to have a government job if you're not in the country legally.
That's right, and that's on my platform at mayorforyou.com. Another thing we're going to do is not require city employees to speak Spanish to get a job in our city.
Good for you. I'd appreciate it if you don't continue to give out your website on here, because that's considered a shameless plug, and your website is what?
Oh, my website?
Yes.
So I should not tell people to go to mayorforyou.com?
No, do not tell people to go to mayorforyou.com. Yeah, don't say mayorforyou.com too many times.
Ixnay on the air.
There you go. There you go. We want to give it out as much as possible, Walter, because we want people to hit your website and see what you're about. I already know, but I want them to know what you're about so they will understand it. You know, the thing that gets me, I listened to Antonio Villaraigosa. Antonio Villaraigosa, I put him right in there with the racists from MALDEF and LULAC. This guy speaks for the Latino community. I want a mayor. I remember when Tom Bradley was mayor. He wasn't much of a mayor. I didn't care for him. But you know what? He did speak for the whole city. He didn't break it down into, well, I'm black, so I'm going to do for the black people. This is what Villaraigosa does. Villaraigosa worries more about the Hispanic community rather than the city of Los Angeles. I want a mayor that's going to represent me and everybody else. I'm not against Hispanic people who live here if they're American citizens or legal resident aliens. But I want a guy that represents everybody.
I will represent tax-paying, law-abiding U.S. citizens, not people who are here illegally.
Well, you and even legal resident aliens have a right to representation if they're illegally in the country.
That's true.
Right.
All we ask is that you play by the rules.
There you go.
And it's interesting you mentioned Villaraigosa, because he and other politicians, and other people for that matter, try to stop there from being any discussion of illegal immigration by calling it racist or demagoguery. Talking about immigration is not racist.
And how is it racist to want people to be kept out of the country who don't belong here? That's been happening for hundreds of years. Many countries have done that.
For thousands. As long as there's been mankind, there have been borders protected by the people who want to keep out outsiders. The ancient Romans built Hadrian's Wall all the way across England to protect their borders. The ancient Chinese built the Great Wall of China, over 1,000 miles, to keep people out. There's nothing racist about it. The colonies, before we were the United States of America, would not let you in if you were sick, if you were a criminal, if you were insane, or if you were likely to become a charge on the state.
I have an even more recent example than that. The southern border of Mexico, which is extremely guarded, which they deport 250 to 300,000 people every year from that border. They keep people from coming in at gunpoint. But when we do the very same thing, we're called racist.
Well, you know why we're called racist is it intimidates a lot of people here in America.
Not you and I.
It takes a lot more to intimidate.
There you go.
It intimidates people from even discussing it. I've had liberal Democrats come up to me when I was out on campaign appearances and in hushed tones say, I'm a liberal from Brentwood, and my friends and I are concerned about illegal immigration. They're afraid to talk about it out loud because they're afraid to get called racist.
The ridicule.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. But the fact is, they are with us. And you know, Walter, I get tons and tons and tons of emails. I mean, thousands of emails. I get them from liberal people. I get them from conservative people. I get it from libertarians. A lot of people out here have the same view that we have from different walks of life, liberal, conservative, whatever. They all feel the same way. You know why? Because they're Americans and they feel threatened. And they're afraid of what this is turning into.
And they're afraid for good reason.
Yes.
If you take a global perspective, let's look at the whole world for a second. There are 193 countries in the world. There are 6.4 billion people. The U.S. is a little piece of the world, a little piece of heaven. We've got 4.6% of the world population. Mexico has 1.6 of the population, yet Mexicans constitute 93% of the illegal aliens that our government apprehends.
That's pretty lopsided.
It's not racist to point out the facts that a country with 1.6% of the world's population is making up 93% of the people arrested here in the country. We're entitled to have the same borders.
And the reason for that is the proximity of
exactly
where they are. If we were, I always say, if we were bordered with Iceland, we'd have Icelanders here. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is.
Exactly.
But it's not racist to mention that.
No. And racism is just a word thrown around by people who don't want to argue the facts or the law.
Well, it's worked up to now.
But it's not going to work anymore.
There you go. There you go.
We're angry. We're paying attention. And we're going to show up. The good news is, besides, part of the good news is there's one candidate, me, running for mayor who's vowed to do something about it. The other good news is all we need is 125,000 votes to force a runoff. That's what Mayor Hahn got in 2001. All I need to do is get 125,000 votes to get a runoff in a city of 3.8 million.
That's nothing.
It's nothing.
That's just a drop in the bucket.
People just need to show up and
wow.
we win.
Wow. Well, I've heard some good things about you. I know KABC, you were on a poll there. What happened there?
Well, KABC is one of those, a rare station that puts all of the candidates on, not just the liberal Democrats who are in favor of illegal immigration. Then they ask listeners to vote for who they wanted to be mayor. I got more votes than all the other candidates
wow.
combined.
Wow, that is good news. That is good news. You know, I'm sure you're going to pick up more endorsements as time goes by. The problem with running for office is, number one, you have to get your message out there.
Exactly.
You have to get out there. And these media people, the networks, are not going to let you do it if they don't want to. So you're going to have to force it in there some kind of way. I'm going to give you all the time I can here to try to offset that. And I'm sure Doug McIntyre and others have been very helpful to you. We're going to try to get you on other shows to make sure that people hear you. I'm sure once they hear you, they're going to like you.
That's what happens. You know? Once people hear yeah. me, they're with me because let me tell you what I learned trying cases for 20 years. The way you win a case is have right on your side.
Right. That helps.
And that's what we have. And also, those listeners out there need to keep supporting your show because without people like you, no one would hear from me.
Well, so, I appreciate that. And, folks, I didn't ask him to say it, but he's right. We do need the help. And I can take the time and put Walter on and other people. And, see, I don't care what station I plug it. None of that. This is my show, and I can say whatever I want. But let me just say this, folks. Listen to what he has to say. I'm going to keep Walter. We're getting ready to take a break. I'm going to keep Walter on, but I have a little gift for you tonight, a treat. I want you to listen to this. This is a buddy of mine named Jimmy Strong. He's from Las Vegas, and he wrote a song. And maybe you might like the lyrics or you might not, but I want to get your feedback on this.
Hey, gringo. Hola. Siéntese, amigo. I want to talk to you. Sit down. Hey, gringo, we're here to stay. Thank you for the welfare we get every day. The green card in my hand was worth walking through the sand. And when there's enough of us here, it'll be our land. Are you listening, amigo? Why did we play Rip Van Winkle? Snooze away for 20-some years. Our doctors prescribed us drugs for ills, but what they gave us must have been stupid pills. Hey, gringo, did you ever stop to think that your hiring us for jobs is helping you sing? If it weren't for your greed and wanting your pocketbooks to burst, you wouldn't be experiencing capitalism at its worst. Am I getting through to you, amigo? Are you listening? The media played us with politically correct. If you didn't say it right, you could end up a financial wreck. And common sense with logic, when involved in a business decision, got somehow culturally construed and they called it racism. Hey, gringo, don't feel so bad. We're only going to take the jobs that no one else will have. I mean, you're so smart and literate, gringo, that we couldn't possibly compete. And if they outsource your job, maybe you'll find out what it's like on the street. And then you'll be just like us, gringo. Our politicians, they're pushing for those votes. They only talk about amnesty, Vietnam, and boats. Driver's license and Social Security is like an old song. And if you're at a political debate, all I hear is, bring it on! Hey, gringo, if it weren't for your land of honey and your hard-earned tax dollar giving us all this money, I never would have realized how smart I was. And I'm glad I'm not like you, because being a patriot from Mexico, I would protect my country through and through. Hey, amigo, I'm going over to the hospital now. My wife is having a baby boy, and we're going to name him Sam after my uncle. Hasta la vista, gringo. Adios!
You're listening to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We are live in studio with Mr. Walter Moore, who has picked a very valiant endeavor, and that's to become the mayor of the once great city of Los Angeles. Maybe you can put it back the way it was. You see any hope for us, Walter? I mean,
absolutely. People have caught on to the problem of illegal immigration. Once you start seeing all your billboards in Spanish, and your junk mail comes in Spanish, and you go to McDonald's and everything, it's kind of hard to miss.
Yeah, it gets old.
People are fed up with it. They're also fed up with the pay-to-play politics we have that's ruining. I tell people L.A.'s become a bribocracy because public interest does not determine public policy anymore. It's the size of the campaign contribution.
And that's sad. That's
it is,
sad.
But we can fix it, and we will, because people like you help spread the word, and people out there are going to find out, they're going to go to that website, download my flyers, give it to their friends, and we're going to render dirty money irrelevant.
That website again?
MayorForYou.com. Doesn't matter how you spell it. Mayor for You in any permutation takes you to the right place.
That works. Let's go to the phones. Let's take some calls, see what the folks have to say. Let us go. Let's see. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. Gene, what do you hear? What do you say?
wonderful. I'm so happy you had Mr. Moore on. Mr. Moore, when you get elected, what are you going to do about the city officials that will absolutely ignore any law on the books to go after illegal aliens? And how about a coalition of lawyers for the injustices that are perpetrated upon decent citizens by illegal aliens?
Well, first of all, call me Walter, because I'm going to be your employee after you elect me.
Thank you, Con.
Secondly, we're going to start enforcing the law in the city of L.A., and that includes federal immigration law. As for a coalition of lawyers, the only thing worse than one lawyer is two. So I don't know if we want to create bands of lawyers. But
excuse me, Mr. Moore. The thing is, when you go to the police or someone in authority, they protect them to the point where they're willing to undermine decent citizens and to protect these illegal aliens.
That will end when I'm mayor, and if it doesn't, you call me. Unlike the present mayor who charged citizens $1,000 to have lunch with him, lunch not included. Mm-hmm. You can have lunch with me, and we are going to have police either enforce the law or look for a new job.
I hope so. And what does that go as high as the chief of police?
That goes to the top.
Okay, and to councilmen and assemblymen?
Absolutely. When they are continuing to aid and abet illegal aliens mm-hmm. violating our federal immigration laws, mm-hmm. I will use my position as mayor to hammer away at it and make it a huge issue.
And take them to court.
We'll see about taking them to court. I think what's really going to get them is when they see Walter who get elected on the issue mm-hmm. of illegal immigration.
Oh, I love it.
Gene, I want to ask you a question.
What?
Is this refreshing?
You have no idea.
See, that's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. It's, I mean, how often do you hear a politician or even a wannabe politician talk this way?
None of them do, because they're all it's a nice daisy chain of people just mm-hmm. working hand in hand.
There you go.
And here's the good news. Once I get elected, those people don't have to be virtuous or have the right motivation. They just have to see that if you don't start helping to fight this problem, you're going to be out of office and somebody else no one's ever heard of is going to be in that city council position.
But that is the point. You don't have to like a law to enforce it. That's
absolutely
what you're hired to do.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Gene, thank you so much for the call. Call me again, as you always do.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Hal Netkin, calling from Van Nuys, California. Hal, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
Walter.
Hi, Hal.
Hey, you know, when I first heard about Walter, I discovered him on the Internet. I said, here's a guy that's excites me about the possibility of being mayor. But when I saw a media blackout on this guy, which is intentional, an intentional media blackout, and an intentional blackballing by the power money machine at City Hall and all of these candidates that are running against the mayor, I decided that I was going to form my own grassroots campaign, whether Walter Moore liked it or not.
I like it, Hal.
you know what, Hal? That is so disgusting to me. You know what it shows me? It shows me they're afraid.
Oh, absolutely.
They're afraid of any type of new idea.
I've already seen Walter debate in a non-televised debate against all four of them. The mayor didn't show up that day. Said he had scheduling problems. What I did was I launched my own website, which links over to Walter's website, but it tells you a little bit about the candidates running against him. And that mayor, site is the I've resurrected mayorknow.com for your people to know.
But that's not referring to Walter.
No.
Walter's mayoryes.com,
no,
right?
When you look at that, it shows Mayor No for all of the candidates, and when it gets to Walter, it says Mayor Yes.
Sounds good.
Let me tell you two reasons I love Hal. One is he's the one who mentioned this issue to me in the first place. I knew I cared about illegal immigration. I had no idea everybody else did. Number two, Hal actually videotaped the first real debate, the first debate of these five liberal Democrat career politicians versus me. And if you go to my website, you'll see a link there. And you can see the videotape. I don't want to be too immodest here, but I clean their clocks.
You did.
I did.
You did.
You did.
The floor with them. Now, what I want, you know, I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity. Now, I've done a lot of things here. I got this giant sign on a trailer that's parked down on Ventura Boulevard in front of Starbucks right now. I'm going to move it tomorrow in front of another place. I launched the website, and I've got, I'm getting thousands of flyers to be passed out. What I'd like is if anybody, any one of your listeners who feels that, you want to do something about water, I don't want your money. You take your money and you give it to the Terry Anderson show because
that's right.
He needs it. What I'd like is volunteers to help me distribute these flyers. And if they're interested, they can call me at 818-989-2201, or they can email me by going to they can get my email address by going to.
I got to go. Give that phone number one more time.
Okay. 818-989-2201.
Hal needs some folks out there to help him with the legwork. Just pass out the flyers.
We'll do it at your convenience, weekends, whenever.
All right, Hal. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
You.
Hal's another good guy. He's out here working hard for the cause. He's been doing it for quite a while. I think he personally kept Villaraigosa out of office last time with his website and other things. Let's go to Greg, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me on there. I was calling just to give you a quick update about what I had talked about last week.
About the national boycott, right.
I wanted to let everybody know that we are tracking the progress, and we do see it, the word getting across the country here. We've heard from a lot of people. They're very enthusiastic. Had a lot of people notify the White House of what is planned to happen by certified mail. We have an unknown number of people that have done that. Starting at the 1st of February there, we're just asking Americans to just buy necessities for as long as it takes to accomplish the goal of stopping the amnesty that Bush is preparing to spring on Congress and to send things 180 degrees in the other direction and demand, immigration enforcement. The approach that we're using on this is to remove the illegal immigration profit from business who's handing it over to the politicians, and, of course, that's why we're in a mess that we're in right now. Just wanted your listeners to know this is pure grassroots. The media, if anything, is hiding this. They don't want anybody to know about it. And
that's typical.
Well, that's what we expected. We knew that in advance. And we knew, the people that listen to your show are the A-team. We need those people to go to sherrycarell.com and copy the information and help us get it emailed across the country to different people. Individuals is a big thing. To try to get it to individual people. So,
Greg, I've switched from Corona to Guinness. Does that count?
That's good. That's good,
but,
Walter.
This is pure everyday people accomplishing this. There is no organization.
Well, you know what, Greg? That's who's going to have to do it, because everyday people are the last bastion of America, because it seems like the government and the establishment doesn't care anything about the country anymore. They're more worried about lining their pockets. So we are the ones that are going to have to do it, and that's the only way.
Money that we're fighting, and that's what we're going to have to fight it with.
Absolutely.
Money. And it's a very simple thing for people to do. Let me give a quick spelling of the website, and I will let you go on to your other caller, sir.
Sure. Sherry Carell.
Sherry Carell, a great patriot. SHERRICORRELL.com. Sherry Carell.
I know Sherry. She's a nice lady. All right, Greg. Keep in touch. Let us know how it's going.
Sure will, Terry.
Thanks, buddy.
For the time.
Take care.
Bye bye.
All right. Let's go to Barbara Cole. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. And hi, Walter.
Hi, Barb.
It is so good to hear you. And as you well know, CCIR people are out there working with Hal to get your information out to the public, because that media blackout, we see it all the time. I just read another article today in the LA Times. You're not even mentioned, and I'm hearing from people who have canceled their subscription to the LA Times because
of it. As we call it affectionately here, La Times.
Sometimes I take out my driver's license just to make sure I really exist.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
That's right. The second thing, we know, Walter, that you're out there supporting the new, quote, new Prop 187, the Save Our License Initiative.
Absolutely.
We know you're out there on the forefront supporting that. And
the forefront thing, and the street corner. I was at the same rally with Terry yesterday. I was on the afternoon shift.
I know. It's wonderful. God bless you.
That was a great rally, too, Barbara. A lot of young folks out there. Wow.
I know. Wasn't it wonderful?
Yes, yes.
And to share with your listeners, as you well know, CCIR is out there. We're scheduling gun shows throughout the state. We're at the swap meets every weekend. And those who want to help support us, please give a call. We're here. We'll provide you whatever you need. This is a key issue right here and now. Always remember, so goes California, so goes the nation.
And your phone number, Barbara?
You betcha. Toll free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's easy to remember. And grab your pencils. That's 877-664-5534.
All right,
we
kid.
We need your help. We need you folks. Help us get out there and make this a reality. We've got a month left, and we're working like tigers to make this a reality.
All right, thanks, Barbara. Thanks for the call, kid. Take care.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right, let's go to Terry calling from Gardena, California. Terry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, Terry Anderson?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I sent you an email last week, I believe, regarding the hiring of illegal aliens over ex-convicts.
Right.
And I'm just fed up with it. I go around to these places and apply for jobs, and they insist on hiring illegal aliens over ex-convicts.
You know, Terry, that's a good point. Ex-convicts have paid their debt to society.
I agree.
And they should be given another chance and to hire an illegal alien. So how do you trust somebody, first of all, who snuck into the country? You don't really know who they are. You don't know what their name really is. You don't know anything about their background. Think about hiring an ex-con. You know everything about him. And if you want to know, all you got to do is go to his parole officer or California Adult Authority. You can get all the information you need.
Well, what really irritates me about the whole situation is here they are. They're hiring ex-convicts. I mean, they're hiring illegal aliens over the ex-convicts, and they're felons themselves.
Well, Terry, you make a good point. It is something that needs to be looked into because it's unfair. The ex-cons are Americans, and they should be given a...
We're Americans?
Absolutely.
And they need to be held accountable.
I agree.
I mean, I was held accountable for the crime I committed,
and
they're out here committing crime.
And you paid up, with society now, and you should be given a better shake. I totally agree. And it's just another way that the American is getting the bum deal from the illegal alien presence. And a lot of people say, well, this guy's an ex-con. Let me tell you something, folks. A lot of the people you know, you may not realize are ex-cons because they've been in and out of jail and done their time, paid their debt, and they're upstanding citizens now. But a lot of people have made mistakes in their life and shouldn't be held accountable for their whole life. Believe me, I know about that.
Right.
Hey, I got
to
go.
Companies, not to interrupt you, Terry, but the companies that are hiring these illegal aliens, they ought to be in prison themselves.
I agree, totally. Terry,
they're,
I got to go.
Call
me again.
All righty.
Take care, buddy.
Right.
Thanks for the input. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You know,
bye.
That doesn't bode well for Martha Stewart. In the
no, it doesn't, because she is now going to be soon to be an ex-convict forevermore. She's going to be an ex-convict.
That's
not
right.
Something you outlive, you know. Two things, convicts and Marines. They stay the same. Let's go to Jack calling from Ventura, California. Jack, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, maybe you can boost my spirits a bit. I'm about to Save Our License Initiative. At the latest release, they're only about halfway there, and they still have a month to go. And when they made the announcement, when this became public, CRA said that they had funding to hire paid signature gatherers to put it over the top. Of course, they depend upon the volunteers first.
Right.
But I haven't heard anything about money. As a matter of fact, rumors going around that they don't have money. Daryl Issa has committed to the cause by sending mailers to his people that helped get Gumby out of office, but Issa hasn't put, as far as I know, hasn't put any money in where his mouth is. And
Well, you know, Jack, I don't know how the signatures are going. I've heard that figure, too. But let me just say this to you. Don't despair, folks. The time to get out there and push is now. And, you know, a lot of people are holding petitions, and they hold them to the end, send them all in at one time. At the end, they come at a much faster rate than they do at the beginning and in the middle. So we do have a good shot at this, and I think it can still be done. As far as who has money to buy signatures, I don't know. And that Daryl Issa, if he hasn't stepped up with the money now, he probably isn't going to. I wish he would, because he's got the money. This guy could go out in a week and get the signatures if he would just take the brakes off the dollars and let us have them. You know what I mean? But he hasn't done it, and who knows, you know?
Well, you know, the thing, Terry, is Save Our State failed, too. And if this fails this time, it's going to be really demoralizing.
It is. But don't despair. Don't despair. We can get it going. I'm sure we can get it done. Everybody do your job.
Al, you know what I've learned from running for mayor? Don't count on a party organization to give you the time. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. Don't count on a party organization to give you the time of day, much less any support.
That's
but
right.
You go to your fellow voters, your fellow citizens. They are only too happy to do the right thing.
Jack, I see. Excuse me, Walter. I see your point, yeah. And I see the urgency also. But let me tell you, I think we're a little further along than we were last time we tried this. And like I say, they come in a lot stronger and a lot heavier toward the end. So we've got about a month left. Let's do it, folks. Let's do it.
Well, thank you,
and
sir.
If you've got them, send them in. Don't sit on them. Send them in so they can get a count.
Well, thanks for a lot.
All right, Jack. You take care, buddy.
You both. Goodbye to both of you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Let's go to Keith calling from Los Angeles. Keith, what do you hear? What do you say?
Jerry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
And hello to Mr. Moore.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to mention to your audience about my immigration control meetings, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
They're every fourth Thursday of the month at 8 o'clock in the Santa Monica area. And I just want to invite anyone that's interested in this issue of stopping illegal aliens. If you need any information, send me an email at smic_2005@yahoo.com.
You better give that email address again.
That's smic_2005@yahoo.com. Come join the meeting, and let's put a stop to illegal immigration if we can.
Sounds good to me, Keith. Stay in touch. Let us know what's going on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's go to Al, calling from Riverside, California. Al, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Jan?
What's up, buddy?
Okay, two quick points. I was wondering if you guys were aware of the strong-arming that's going on with LULAC about the Attorney General nominee, which is absolute thuggery. And I was also wondering where the moral approbation is with the state of California, whose population is bigger than Canada's and whose national population is third in the world. Where is the moral criticism of our record on immigration?
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one.
The moral... I think it's you're listening to it. We are the criticism of our country's immigration policy.
But what I'm saying is, based on our record, who with any morality or fairness or ethics can criticize that record? It's not for real.
They can't. They can't criticize it.
I mean, you know, most Americans, in fact, throughout most of history, have been native-born. It's only up into the 1970s
right.
That we've got this unprecedented immigration. And I also want to bring out, especially emphasis on this Attorney General thing, because this guy, these people are threatening this man that if you harm him, we'll harm you. Now, there's been no other attorney general in history, and many attorney generals have been turned down for various reasons, that have used this ethnic thuggery.
Yeah, well, this guy Gonzalez sucks. And let me tell you about this guy. This guy is on the board of a racist organization. This guy is not disavowed. His membership in that organization.
For our race, everything. For the others, nothing.
There you go. Now, why does somebody want to put this guy in? I'm going to tell you why Bush is putting him in. Bush is his pandering and trying to get this guy in there and make himself look good. Oh, look, I put a bunch of black folks in. Now I'm putting some Mexicans in there. Look at me. I'm a great guy. What he should be doing is finding the best person for the job. Now, would I be against this guy because his name is Gonzalez and because he's a Hispanic? If he was a good guy and he flew the red, white, and blue and ate a lot of apple pie and drove Fords and Chevys, and you know, I would be all for the guy if he was a good American, but he's not. This guy is not, and the reason why a lot of you people out there are for him is because he's a Republican. And you know what? That's stupid. That's partisan politics, and it's stupid to support this guy just because he's in your party and because your president is trying to appoint him. Bush sucks. That's for the record.
I would support Terry Anderson over David Dreyer, who's a fellow Anglo-Saxon. I would support Terry Anderson any day of the week because he'll enforce the law and he's interested in national sovereignty in a country that holds the record and is above criticism.
I appreciate that, Al, and I appreciate your vote of confidence. I would support SpongeBob over David Dreyer.
I would support
I mean?
A Labrador Retriever
there
over
you
David
go.
Dreyer.
Al, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, man.
You take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Lynn calling from Fairfax, Virginia. Lynn, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I guess the big thing that bothers me is that the invasion has constantly been accelerated because the president is constantly inciting the invasion. Every other day, he's taking up for these people.
I agree, and the Republicans are taking up for him. They are enabling him to do what he does because they're calling him a good man. The Sean Hannitys are the ones out here enabling for this guy. You know what I mean?
I can't see how the President of the United States can stand there and make these remarks where the people go, oh, he's taking up for us. The President
give me a
doesn't
break.
Care if we cross.
Gotta go, Lynn. Thanks
okay,
for the call.
Do not buy Maryland crab meat, okay?
Won't do it.
Okay.
All right, Lynn, take care. You know, Walter, I'd deport these people.
I would too.
I would deport the old ones, the young ones, the sick ones, the lame ones, the blind ones.
I don't care if they've been here 20 years. Illegal is illegal. And let me add something on that Republican thing. I'm Republican. I think our party and our president are completely wrong in letting us down. We have to fight illegal immigration. This is a bipartisan thing.
And I get so tired. You know, people say, well, why are you so hard on the Republicans? I never mention the Democrats because they're worthless. You know what I mean? When it comes to this, they really are. Let's be honest. When it comes to immigration, illegal immigration reform, they're worthless. I'm harder on the Republicans because I expect more from them.
I tell you, the parties are both worthless, but Democrats out on the street that I talk to, they are just as fed up. They're just, they've been cowed by this racist word, this racist allegation into keeping their mouths shut, and we're changing that.
Well, Walter, I want to thank you for coming in, buddy. You are welcome here anytime. If you're out in the street, you want to call in and give us an update or something, or come in studio, anytime you want to come,
you're welcome
to come.
It's an honor to be on your
show. Website one more time.
MayorForYou.com. Doesn't matter how you spell it. Just go there.
That's perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for coming. It's an honor.
All right. I want to remind everybody tonight to stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jeff and Jimmy Kay. And I want to tell you folks, next week we've got a very good guest coming in. James Gilchrist is going to be here to talk about the Minuteman Project down the border. Excellent, excellent stuff. So stick around for that. I want to remind everybody out there that we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We still have calendars. Boy, they are going quick. And the folks love these calendars. Send them 50 cents, a buck, whatever it is, we'll send you out a calendar. I want to thank Carol DeLee for taking your calls and my engineer par excellence, Mike Reed. And I want to remind you, Reed, this week with the swings on our webpage. Thank you very much, folks, for having Walter in here and paying attention to him. He's a great guy. Go to his website and support him. He needs it. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100.
800, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.